To episode 3. As always, we want to make sure that we're sharing what's happening in the Atlanta community, and especially around creatives. And so today we've got a fantastic conversation with one of the creative people that are here in Atlanta. So we hope you enjoy, and we hope you subscribe and join our mission at the Rising Tides podcast. So thank you so much, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to podcast number 3 of the Rising Tides Charity. My name is Winston Wilson, your host and founder of the Rising Tides Charity. We are focused on giving creators and creatives in our community a voice, and we understand that many of us may be suppressing our creativity, specifically and especially around when we're facing an obstacle. I've shared with all of our guests and with everyone that we talk to about our group that a lot of us, when we're faced with a creative moment or a challenging moment in our life, sometimes we go in another direction. We may suppress the way we feel, or we may use something else that is not creative, like a vice. And our goal here is to share with those that are unleashing themselves and doing what they are specifically doing in our community to help other people. These creatives, as we've talked about in the previous podcast, are running the gamut from performing arts to fine arts to technology. We are excited to create an organization that's based here in Atlanta. For any of you who are listening to us outside of Atlanta, Atlanta has got an amazing amount of creatives, and there are a plethora of individuals to fall within this realm. And I was sharing with our guest today that we conceivably could have a podcast and a conversation every single day of every single week, because there's so many wonderful people in our city that are doing things. So today we have such a person, and I will introduce her to you all by telling you a story really quick. And every time I tell this story, she kind of gives me a hard time. I had an opportunity to cast for a production that we're doing in Atlanta last year, and I got invited by a friend of mine from many years ago to a session where she was having some young and strong actors do a film taping in I think this was in Gwinnett, which is in the northeast side of Atlanta. And so I went there, and there was some phenomenal talent there, but one person stood out to me. This person was amazing. A lot of times I tell actors that acting is not just being done with your voice, but it's being done with your eyes. And I could see this person's eyes all the way through it. She was really, really phenomenal. And since then, we've had the opportunity to connect and to meet on some other occasions like that. And she is just a great talent here. Her name is Ivory Shields. So Ivory, welcome to the Rising Tides podcast.
Well, thank you, Winston. Thank you for such a grand and kind intro. Thank you so much.
It's phenomenal.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
It's phenomenal. So Ivory is today having a great day where she's out having fun at a car dealership. And so for any one of us who's ever have to be there for one reason or the other, we know what that's like. And so she is having a great time with that. Ivory, and thanks for being with us on a day like today. Let's just start off real quick. Just tell everyone a little bit about yourself and some of the things that you're involved in here in Atlanta.
Yeah, sure. So I'm originally from Atlanta. So I am a Georgia. I'm a native. I'm a peach. I'm a hometown girl. Grew up in Atlanta. Grew up in Decatur. And went to school at Georgia State, got a master's degree in occupational therapy, and was working as a therapist for about 6 years. And at that 6 year mark, well, really probably about the 4 or 5 year mark, I was thinking to myself, there's got to be something more to life than this. There just has to be something else out there. And it's funny, I used to work in a hospital. My first job was at Emory University, Emory Midtown Hospital. It used to be Crawford Law.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the same, yeah, the same hospital I was born in. I ended up working there, which was funny to me. But I remember every day I would go to work and someone would tell me, hey, you should be on TV. Almost every day I would hear this. And I never, I got to be honest, I never, you know, I didn't grow up as a little girl thinking I wanted to be an actor. I just kind of, I had been modeling for a while, but I kind of stumbled into acting. I started taking classes about 6 years ago, and my first class was at Your Act with Della and Bob, and then I transitioned to Julie, and I just fell in love with it. And I started taking more classes and taking it seriously, really just honing the craft. But acting helped me through. It was cathartic for me, and it was a healing process for me that acting helped me go through.
Wow. That's awesome. And for those of you, you mentioned Julie Still, and that was the place that I saw you. Yeah, she is phenomenal. I've had a chance to work with her on many occasions. She is just a real gem here in Atlanta. Tell us, what are some of the things that you've got? I know I've seen your pictures out there on Instagram and other places that you're doing things with some of the others in our community, creative-wise. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so right now I'm working on a project with Anthony Page and Jason Louder, and that is Sour Milk Production, and they're putting together an anthology of movies, of film projects that are focused on the concept or the idea of post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Wow.
And Jason Louder, he's kind of the founder of everything. Jason and I met early part of last year. He's like, I really want to do this. And, you know, I was telling him things that I wanted to do. And we finally connected. Wow. I finally caught up with the group a year later. But they're doing some really amazing things. I just got done with the round table last week. We had a round table discussion with some of the writers for episodes 1 and 2, the writers and directors for episodes 1 and 2, Chris Anthony Hamilton and Darian Donju.
Yeah.
Make sure I say that right. And also with Jason Louder, Mr. Jason Louder himself, of course.
Yes.
So had our first round table discussion. It was fantastic. They're doing some really relevant work that I'm excited to be a part of.
That is phenomenal. So, a couple of names that you mentioned there, these are what I'd consider and call brothers, and that's around Anthony Page, Jason Louder. Is a real story. I always have a story about something, and I have a story about Jason. So the
storyteller.
Yes. So the first time I met Jason, I was giving a talk at a nonprofit event, and you know his energy and his positivity. And I looked at him dead in the eye and I said, you're cast. You are going to be down with me. And when I had one of the first readings of one of my works, he was one of the first friends that participated in that. And that is, you know, and since then we've been very close. And I've been part of that project as well and helping with some of the infrastructure. So I'm super excited to hear what Anthony and Chris Hamilton and Jason all got going, because it's going to be phenomenal. We're going to really do some amazing things here in Atlanta.
Yeah, it is. You know, I have a similar story about Jason. I met him the same way in a casting. I was casting for at the time it was going to be a short film with Akil DuPont. He just had the screening for this. It's going to end up being a web series because it ended up being too long. We had so much footage.
Wow.
But I casted Jason. I helped with the casting for that project. And when Jason came in the room, I mean, we were like, okay, we have got to put him in this film some way. We have got to put him in this film. Yeah. And so that's how we met Jason.
That's cool. And last story about Jason, I know he's going to say, oh man, you're talking about me a lot on your podcast. I had a chance to go to Comic-Con last week in San Diego.
Nice.
And Black Lightning, they were showing a trailer for Black Lightning. And so his character came up two bits and he took a selfie with Black Lightning, everyone in the crowd freaked out and they thought this was so awesome. So
it was awesome.
That was cool. So tell me, and I know, I think we've talked recently that you've really been contemplating, you know, what does the future look like for yourself, and what are some of the other things you might be thinking about doing? Have you given that any thought? What are some of the things you're thinking about for the future?
Yeah, my plan. We always have plan.
Yeah.
My plan is to go to LA next year. However, I've just been presented with a really nice project, again with Anthony Page, for Black on Purpose Television.
Oh, yeah.
which is the only Black owned streaming platform network that's out there, the only Black owned network that's through a streaming service that's out there, has several viewers. They're doing really very, very well. So they want to start up another entity of that particular network. So Anthony just approached me about that, and I told him I'm definitely on board because I believe in Anthony. Anything that Anthony is doing, I want to be a part of it, because anything that any of you guys are doing, yourself, Anthony, Jason, because you guys, you know, you have the passion to for the craft, and you have the you believe in it, and you're going to work for it. And I'm the same way. So if I'm around, you know, if I feel that, if I sense that about you, I'm game. I'm on board. So it's a really great opportunity, and I'm excited to pursue it and explore it. And so I think that'll keep me staying put for a minute.
Wow. Here in Atlanta. Everyone here in Atlanta, this is breaking news. So
yeah.
This is phenomenal to hear that, because you are definitely a treasure for our community. And thank you.
Thank you
so much for the kind words that you said. So when you think about the Atlanta creative community, and you mentioned some of our colleagues that are doing great things, what do you think about it just in general? What do you think of, what's the future look like here in Atlanta for those who want to be creative, and whether it's in film or in theater or in performing arts of any kind? What do you think about that?
Oh my goodness, I think the sky's the limit here. We have everything that a filmmaker would need here. We have everything that creatives would need here. No, it's not sunny year round, but that's okay. You know, fall change is good.
Right.
But I feel like so many people are migrating here, and it's such a melting pot. And when you have such diversity and you have a melting pot of people, it's gonna fuel your creativity. And so that's what I feel like Atlanta has to offer right now, just the melting pot of it. And, it's certainly changed from when I grew up, and knowing it, in the Atlanta that I knew as a girl, as a young person, as a child. It's nothing like it is now. It was only either one of three people, or four maybe, white, Black, Asian, and a few Hispanics. But now we have everybody here, which is, I think, is so amazing.
That is great.
And
yeah.
I hope it continues to grow like this, because, I just think it's just the weather is great most of the time. The geographics, the aesthetics here are great. And I think it's a great place for creatives to be.
That is so phenomenal to say that. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. I feel so fortuitous to be in Atlanta, at this time. And I think anyone who's coming to the city at this point should really consider the fact that they're in a great place for all kinds of creative pursuits.
Mm-hmm.
How can anyone who's interested in talking to you more, or if they have any roles or projects that are upcoming, what are some of the best ways for them to connect with you?
Well, I can definitely share my email with you guys, actorivoryshields@gmail.com. I'm always open to helping people who want to get in the business and want to know more about the business. I'm always open to helping, because I had people helping me when I first entered into this business. So I love to help people who are just starting out, younger people. So yeah, they can reach me via email. And again, that's actor, A-C-T-O-R, Ivory, I-V-O-R-Y, Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S, @gmail.com. And I'm also starting a YouTube channel too.
Oh, really?
Which, wow. Yeah, which will be up and running. Hopefully.
What is the YouTube channel? Is it?
It's going to be Shining on Purpose with Ivory Shields.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about everything. I'm going to talk about the acting business, getting into the acting. I'm going to talk about healing. I'm going to talk about living on purpose, finding your purpose, living, being the best version of yourself. And because my background is occupational therapy, I'm a licensed occupational therapist and have been for 11 years. I'll also throw some things in there also, because one of the things a lot of people don't know is that the baby boomer population is the biggest population in the world right now, or in the United States. And so there are a lot of people out there who are managing aging parents and just need little tidbits of information
help
them.
Yeah. I was listening somewhere that a few years ago the average age of a person in the United States was 57. Like the most people in the country was 57. And now that's changed, where the most people in the United States by age is 27.
Wow.
So so that shift you mentioned, and that is happening right now everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I think that's really interesting is those who are, as you go on in years, you become even more appreciative of the arts, right?
So absolutely. And
going, whether it's going to great theater or listening to other current, you become very, very appreciative.
Absolutely.
So one last question for you, and this is a question we ask of all of our guests, and again, we thank you so much, and I'm going to thank you one more time after you answer the question, is that if someone today, and they wish to be more creative in their life, and say they're in a rut of some kind, they're just doing the routine task every single day, and they say, you know what, I used to write, or I used to draw or paint or something, and I want to get back to that, what's one bit of advice you would give them?
Oh, that's a great question. What I would suggest is meditating for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes.
That is so phenomenal. I have begun that practice myself. I call it quiet time, because you know, it allows me to do other things like read, you know, scripture and other things. But I think it's very similar to a meditative practice. And so you're right. I tell you, when you start your day off that way, I tell you, all of the things that come in your day, just, they don't have the same weight.
No, they do not. Absolutely. Everything feels lighter. And oftentimes, you know, one thing I've learned with meditation, when you're consistent with it, when you're consistent with the practice of meditation, oftentimes you'll get instructions about what you need to do. Something that, you know, if you're not meditating, you need to make a decision about. It takes you 2-3 days. To come up with a decision. If you're meditating, it'll come to you automatically. You know, you've expended so much energy trying to figure out the answer, when oftentimes you meditate, the answer just comes right to you.
Yeah, you're right. I think that it helps to give us clarity, where the rest of our lives these days, we have inundated with so much other stuff, it can make it noisy or cloudy.
Right, and because if you're pulled away from the things that you used to love to do, there's something going on internally that you've got to fix first.
That's exactly right.
And that meditation definitely helps with that.
It has been so amazing to have you join us today.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
I hope that you can be part of our group again.
Absolutely.
We will be looking forward to you all over Atlanta, including your YouTube station, everywhere. And with that being said, it's just been great, great, great to have you, Ivory. We will talk to you soon. And once again, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Winston. It was a pleasure.
In a world in which life is created by placing lead on parchment and using magic to reproduce art 1,000 times, there was a soul trapped by his own demons and fighting to help another release their own artistic spirit.